I'd like to ask you something. You don't believe the boy's story. How come you believe the woman's? She's one of them too, isn't she?
You're a pretty smart fellow, aren't you?
Voices of people trying to stop them from fighting.
Take it easy, gentlemen. We're not getting anywhere fighting. Whose turn is it?
It's your turn.
Can I pass it?
That's your privilege. How about the next gentleman?
Oh, well, I don't know. I started to be convinced early on in the case. You see, I was looking for a motive. If you don't have a motive, you don't have a case, right? Anyway, that testimony from those people across the hall was very powerful. They said something about a fight and an argument between the old man and the son at around 7 o'clock that night.
I think it was 8 o'clock.
That's right. They heard an argument. Then they heard the father hit the boy twice. And then they saw the boy run out of the house. What did that prove?
Well, it doesn't exactly prove anything. It's just part of the picture.
You said you're looking for a motive. I don't think it was a very strong motive. This boy has been hit so many times that violence is practically a normal state of affairs with him. I just can't see two slaps in the face would have provoked him into committing murder.